The Gemara in the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph is discussing how the Kriyas HaTorah would take place during the Ma'amadis, and the Gemara brings down the Braisa. It says that Meshachas of Musaf Nichnasim Beis Hakneses with Kairin Kedav Shekairin Kol Hashana. Shachas of Musaf they would lay like you do the rest of the year, but Mincha Yachid Kairis the Baal Peh. But during Mincha the Yachid would read a Baal Peh and be might see everybody else. The Braisa continues, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Chi Yachid Yachid Likers Divitar Al Peh B'tzibur. Rabbi Yosef asks, how could a Yachid read Divitar Baal Peh B'tzibur? Ela Kula Nichnasim Makarnas Al Peh Kakarnas Shmas. Rabbi Yosef argues and he says it's not that the Yachid reads the Baal Peh and is might see everyone else, but everyone comes and they all read it Baal Peh Kakarnas Shma like they read Shema. That's the Maskana of the Braisa. The question is, the Fida Maskana of the Braisa, how could it be that everyone comes and they read a Baal Peh? We have a cloud, the Gemara says, and get in the Afsamach, the Dvarim Shabachsav, Yetar Shai Lamar Baal Peh. Based on the pasuk and chumash, the Gemara learns out they're not allowed to say dvarim shebichsav, tar shebichsav baal peh. So how is it mutter for everyone to say baal peh? That seems to be Rabbi Yosi's kasha. B'chi yachid yachid likers tibetal peh betzibor. Whatever it is, how could it be lemaskana? The fact that everyone's reading it on their own and not one person reading it, how does that help? L'maisa, they're saying tibetar baal peh. That should go into the iser dvarim shebichsav yitar shai l'armin baal peh. So I was thinking perhaps it could be miyashav this alpi a yisoid from Taisus and Tamura and Dafid Adam and Beis. Taisus over there asks Akasha, he says, if it's true that Ram Shabchsav Yatar Shai Lomim Baal Peh, then how is it that in Shul we say Kriyashma Baal Peh? In those days when they daven, they didn't necessarily have Sidurim, they would say Shema Baal Peh, they would say Vayayashah Baal Peh, Haz Yashir. How do they say all these things Baal Peh if it's Ram Shabchsav? And Taisus answers, Vishleimer, Dain Lahak Bedele Bedaber Shemaitzi Achem Deicha Vasan. It's like Taisus Achirish, this is a Ram Shabchsav Yatar Shai Lomim Baal Peh, it's only when you're being Maitzi Achem, their Chiev. When you come in to be mighty the tzibur, to be mighty someone else, then you can't say baal peh. But if you're just reading it for yourself, then there is no problem. There's no iser of saying dvarim shebichsav baal peh. In the Torah, in Siman Mem Tes, says lefi this be masber a minig. It says a gevaldik pshat. The minig we have today, that when right before Shemoneh Esrei, we say a couple of psukim. Everyone says it out loud together. Micha malicha beilim Hashem and Hashem yimlech la'ilam vaid. Why do we say these psukim baal peh? Why do we say this psukim out loud? So Zak the Tori says that in the olden days, the people didn't necessarily have Sidurim, and the Chazan would be mighty everyone, and he would say it out loud and be mighty everyone. So for most of davening, that's fine. It's not psukim necessarily, it's just divrei tefillah, it can be mighty everyone. When it comes to these two psukim, these are two psukim, chumash, Hashem imlech, and micha maicha, those psukim, he can't be mighty the tzibur, because he can't be mighty the tzibur, and varim shebichsav, therefore it's necessary for everyone to say it together. And that's why everyone said it together, and once he's not being mighty them, there's no longer a problem, and that minig remained until today, even though now we have Sidurim, but it became the minig that everyone says it together, in order that the it shouldn't be an issue of the chazan being mighty them. But I'll go upon him, lefidus taisvis, the Gemara works out beautifully over here. The kasha, the Gemara was, Amar Yosef, chi yachid yachid likers, de betar alpeh betzibur, the havin was that he's the only one reading it, and being mighty everyone else. In fact, Rabbi Yosef, how could you do that? Dvarim shebichsav, yatar shan limen baal peh. And he answers, so you don't do that. Everyone comes in and they read a baal peh. Each yachid reads it on their own. No one's being mighty anyone else. If no one's being mighty anyone else, then there's no iser. There's no iser dvarim shebichsav. If you're saying it for yourself, you're not being mighty acherim. So this gemara works out beautifully. Lefi da taisus. And I saw afterwards that the Magen Avraham over there in Siman Mem Tes and the Bir Hagra, they both bring this gemara as a riot to that shita taisus that it's only an iser if you're saying a betzibur. That's luchar mamish mefurish. In the Gemara over here. The problem is that there's a Taisus in Baba Kama, and Daf Gimel seems to be chaylik on this Taisus in Tamura. The Gemara over there quotes something, B'shem Rav Yosef, it says, Kedem Targum Rav Yosef. We have many times throughout Shas that Rav Yosef said over the Targum of the Pasuk. So Taisus is mad, and why was Rav Yosef always quoting Targumim? So he says, Taisus says the reason is, because this is in Daf Gimel and Bez in Baba Kama, he says, because he was a Bucky in Targum. Since he was a Bucky in Targum, he always quoted the Targum. But Zak Taisus, but don't say that the Pshat is, like some want to say, that the reason why Rabbi Yosef always quoted the Targum is because he was a Saginar, he was blind. But Dvarim Shebichsav Yatar Hashem L'Armer Baal Peh, and he can't say Dvarim Shebichsav Baal Peh. And therefore he couldn't quote the Pasuk, so he had to quote the Targum instead, in order to not get involved in the sister of Dvarim Shebichsav Baal Peh. Maybe you would say that's the Pshat, why he always quoted the Targum. Zak Taisus, you can't say that because the Gemara says in Gittin that if Esas is Hashem and Feres HaSachi, he's allowed to be over on this Isser. Vein Lucha Esas is Galdom Mizef, he's a Summa, it's Esas is Hashem, and it'd be mutter for him to say these Divrei Torah, Dvarim Shebichsav Baal Peh. But that's the only problem Taisus has with this pshat. But if not for that, he's okay with saying that that's where Rav Yosef would say the targum, because he didn't want to say the Nashu B'chazan Baal Pen. Now we're talking about over there, Derech Liman, he's learning, he's not being Maitzi HaSaram and Deich HaVasan, he's not being Maitzi anyone in anything, and yet Taisus had no problem with saying that Rav Yosef would say it in targum in order to avoid this Isser. So it's pretty clear from Taisus that Taisus argues on Taisus and Temurim, and Taisus holds that even if you're not being Maitzi HaSatzi B'Deich HaVasan, still it's also to say Nashu B'chazan Baal Pen. And Lefi Da Taisus, if that's true, then it's Taket Tzarechian. How does he learn our Gemara over here? What's the pshat that Lefi Da Maskana? Everyone could say it, Kekarna Shema, even though you're not being Maitzis Achim, that doesn't make difference Lefi Taisus, and it's Ram Shibach Sab Al Peh, so that's a Ari, Lefi Da Taisus. How does he understand the Maskana of the Gemara? Why is it mutter to say Baal Peh, even though you're not being Maitzis Ram De Chavasan? If anyone has a pshat Lefi Taisus, I'd love to hear.